USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the various House committee investigations of him and his administration are because Democrats are angry about his election.
What the Democrats want to do, they cannot stand the loss. They could not stand losing in 2016.
He calls the House Judiciary's request for documents from 81 people linked to his administration a disgrace to our country. The White House also has turned down a request from the House Oversight Committee. The request comes amid questions about how senior Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner got his high-level clearances. The president will visit Lee County and other parts of Alabama hit hard by tornadoes last Sunday.
I'll be heading to Alabama on Friday.
23 people have died. Coroner Bill Harris.
There's one family there. It was by mayor. They're connected, and there are over seven people that's being lost in one family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Here's one Democrat who's not in the running for the 2020 race. It was at the 2016 Democratic Convention when Mike Bloomberg famously said,
I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
For years, people have urged the former mayor of New York City to run for the White House. But the self-made billionaire and founder of a global business information company said he won't enter the 2020 race. The data-driven Bloomberg wrote that he becomes more frustrated every day by the incompetence in the White House. He said he believes he would defeat Donald Trump in a general election, but he knew the risk of going for the Democratic nomination in such a crowded field. President Trump is praising FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who surprised a lot of people by turning in his resignation. He says he wants to spend more time with his family. He led the agency for over 2 years, tackling opioid abuse, rising drug charges, and teenage vaping. He'll be gone after about a month. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The U.S. State Department is offering some guidance to the media regarding the Venezuelan leadership. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Paladino said the Venezuelan National Assembly is the only democratically elected institution in Venezuela, and Juan Guaido is the elected president, and that Nicolas Maduro usurped the presidency.
We have noticed in news coverage that some outlets are incorrectly referring to Juan Guaido as the opposition leader or the self-proclaimed president. Neither is correct.
I'm John Clemens.
Coming up this Wednesday on Capitol Hill, the House is expected to vote on a resolution that condemns anti-Semitism. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
This is all in response to comments from Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing alliance to a foreign country. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell tells Fox News this is a complicated issue.
We've all got to take a deep breath and listen to our language and understand how things that are said are not maybe meant as they're interpreted. We've got to protect free speech in this country, too. But understand we are hurting people at times with their language, but we've got to protect everybody's freedom of religion, period.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.